A second high-ranking official with the U.S. Olympic Committee has resigned because of the committee's lack of action against its chief executive officer. The USOC's ethics compliance officer, Patrick Rogers, says he's quitting because he thinks CEO Lloyd Ward should have been sanctioned this week for conflict of interest violations. NPR's Tom Goldman has the story.
The USOC Executive Committee met Monday to decide if Lloyd Ward had done anything wrong by asking a USOC staff member to connect a company in which Ward's brother was involved with organizers of the Pan American Games in the Dominican Republic. The committee decided that asking the staffer to help Ward's brother in a commercial venture created the appearance of a conflict of interest for Lloyd Ward, but the committee decided there were mitigating factors that kept the incident from becoming an actual conflict of interest. Monday, USOC Vice President Bill Stapleton said Ward made an error in judgment and, quote, that's the end of it. Apparently not. Right after the decision, Executive Committee member Brian Derwin angrily resigned. And late yesterday, Patrick Rogers quit. For 2 years, he's been the man responsible for counseling USOC members on proper ethical behavior.
My perception is clear. There was a violation. The violation wasn't acted on. The organization did not uphold the code which it endorsed and signed on to just this past April. And I don't believe that any organization, and particularly one as entrusted with the public welfare and welfare of our athletes as the United States Olympic Committee is, can be effective unless they hold to the very standards which they themselves espouse.
Rogers was the first person informed about Ward's possible conflict last April. At first, Rogers didn't think there'd been any ethical breaches. But in October, he got new information that convinced him there were violations. He told the USOC Ethics Committee Chairman Ken Duberstein, who'd served as chief of staff for former President Ronald Reagan. Duberstein, says Rogers, dismissed the concerns about Ward by saying they were a management issue. After that, Rogers says he got a call from Duberstein.
Told me that for my own good I needed to find a way to make this go away. And I asked for a specific clarification to that point from him. And he said, well, I'm advising you there are those that believe that you're biased and don't like the CEO.
Rogers denied any bias, but he says Duberstein urged him again to make the case go away. And in a later call, Rogers says Duberstein told him he'd have to recuse himself from the Ward matter. So Rogers had no further involvement and only found out about the USOC's decision Monday when he got back from vacation. He then immediately wrote his letter of resignation. Ken Duberstein could not be reached for comment today. He did tell a newspaper reporter he didn't think it was appropriate to speak publicly about the matter. USOC officials did not return calls. Rogers, who says he's more disappointed than angry, cautions not to hold the entire USOC responsible for what he calls the actions of a few people. Tom Goldman, NPR News.